that we call our own. She loves gin and I love rum. I'll tell you what, we've lots of fun. Hee hee hee, a little brown jug, don't I love thee? Ha ha ha, you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee? Tis you that makes me wear old clothes, tis you that makes my friends my foes. Here you are so near my nose, so pip her up and down she goes. Ha ha ha, a little brown jug, don't I love thee? Ha ha ha, you and me, little brown jug, don't I love thee? The rose is red, my nose is too, the violet's blue, and so are you. And yet I think before I stop, we'd better have another drop. Ha ha ha, little brown jug, don't I love thee? Little brown jug, don't I love thee? If I'd a cow that gave such milk, I'd clothe her in the finest silk. I'd feed her all the choicest hay and milk her 40 times a day. Little brown jug, don't I love thee? Little brown jug, don't I love thee?
Yes, drinking the theme tonight. Little brown jug. That's no doubt the most familiar drinking song ever written, dating back to 1869. I imagine the first drinking song was created when a thirsty caveman first dared to sip the fermented water out of a hollow stump. The song was probably not too pleasant. But over the years, hundreds of songs have been written about drink, and some of them are tuneful and even tasteful. Whether you imbibe or teetotal, I think you'll enjoy the songs on today's Scratchy Grooves. I'm Bill Chambliss. Now, before I get accused of advocating the demon rum, let's listen to one of the favorite songs of the temperance people a long time ago. Here's Henry Burr, scratches and all, with the American Quartet to render Father, Dear Father, Come Home With Me Now.
I said that
The Little Brown Jug dates back to 1869. That goes even farther back. Here's a song that's from the same general era, 1867, sung here by Stanley Holloway.
The way I gain my titles by a hobby which I've got of never letting others pay, however long the shop. Whoever drinks at my expense are treated all the same. From dukes and lords to cabmen down, I make them drink champagne. For Champagne Charlie is me name. Champagne drinking is me game. There's no drink as good as fizz, fizz, fizz. I'll drink every drop there is. All round town it is the same. By pop, pop, pop I rose to fame. I'm the idol of the barmaids, and Champagne Charlie is my name. From coffee and from supper rooms, from Poplar to Pall Mall, the girls on seeing me exclaim, oh, what a champagne swell. The notion 'tis of everyone, if 'twere not for my name. And causing so much to be drunk, they'd never make champagne. All together now, me boys, for Champagne Charlie is my name. Champagne Charlie is my name. Good for any game at night, my boys. Good for any game at night, my boys. Champagne Charlie is my name. Champagne Charlie is my name. Good for any game at night, boys. Who come and join me in the spree. All round town it is the same. By pop, pop, pop I rose to fame. I'm the idol of the barmaids, and Champagne Charlie is my name.
Champagne Charlie? Stanley Holloway. You know, so many temperance songs were written back in the late 1800s. About good boys gone wrong because of drink, that the theme became a cliche. Around 1900, a vaudeville performer named Charlie Case, became famous by writing and performing this parody of the genre. It's sung here by Colin Davies.
There was once a poor young man who left his country home, and he came to the city to seek employment. He promised his dear mother that he would lead the simple life and always shun the fatal curse of drink. He came to the city and he accepted employment in a quarry. And while there he made the acquaintance of some college men. He little knew that they were demons, for they wore the best of clothes. But clothes do not always make the gentleman. One day he went out with his newfound friends to dine, and they all tried to persuade him to take a drink. They tempted him and tempted him, but he refused and he refused. Till finally he took a glass of beer. When he seen what he had done, he dashed the liquor to the floor and staggered out through the door with delirium tremens. While in the grip of liquor, he met a Salvation Army lassie, and cruelly he burst her tambourine. All she said was, heaven bless you, and made a mark upon his brow with a kick that she had learned before she was saved. So kind friends, take warning and avoid the fatal curse of drink. And don't go round a bursting lady's tambourine.
Let that be a lesson to you. Ridiculed or not, the temperance people finally prevailed. In January 1919, Congress passed the 18th Amendment, outlawing the manufacture, sale, importation, consumption, or transportation of intoxicating liquors. Covered all the bases. The law became effective January 16, 1920. Not everybody was happy about it. Here's Billy Murray.
Everybody seems to talk of prohibition and what they'll drink when everything is dry. How are you going to get around this new condition and keep a happy twinkle in your eye? It's very easy now to get a drink, but tell me, did you ever stop and think? How are you going to wet your whistle when the whole darn world goes dry? What are you going to do in the morning when you need a nip to open up your eyes? Now what of the wedding and the christening and the wake when your dear friends die? Oh, how are you going to wet your whistle when the whole darn world goes dry? Again will any man be late for dinner. Never will they miss the 5:15. All the fleshy boys will fade and grow much thinner, and everyone will be a candy fiend if they pack the soda fountains to the doors and turn the bars all into dry goods stores. How are you going to wet your whistle when the whole darn world goes dry? What are you going to do in the morning when you need a nip to open up your eyes? The poor bartenders will be worrying about a ribbon counter job in July. Oh, how are you going to wet your whistle when the whole darn world goes dry? Talk about your Bevo, Coca-Cola too. When you're good and thirsty, neither one of them will do. Go and see a circus, lemonade you buy, but you can see more animals if you drink a little rye. Sign upon the table, good song ringing clear, there will be no sign or song when prohibition's here. Always eat an apple when you get a thirst. I've got an orchard ready for January 1st. We took this country from the Indians, they can have it back again in July. Oh, how are you going to wet your whistle when the whole darn world goes dry?
A rather scratchy 78 RPM record, but the thoughts expressed were prevalent in 1919. Billy Murray. And here's Bert Williams. You know, the one thing that everybody started to do when Prohibition was announced was stockpile. Bert Williams, 1919. Everybody wants a key to my cellar.
Down in my cellar, I've been changing everything around. I got a secret hidden there, I've got it with my life. There's only one mistake I'm making. I told it to my wife. Now everybody wants a key to my cellar. My cellar. My cellar. Oh, who even gave me a tumble. Even perfect strangers are beginning to grumble, 'cause they all want the key to open. So my fella, I'd like to see them get one, let them sign. You can have my money, yes sir. Take my car, take my wife, if you want to go that far. But nick on a key to open, my fella, if the whole darn world goes dry. Everybody wants a key to my fella, my fella, my fella. Folks who never even gave me a tumble, even perfect strangers are beginning to grumble, 'cause they all want the key to open, my fella. I'd like to see them get one, let them try. Discharge all the servants, I don't trust a soul. Never mind the furnace, I can shovel all the coal. But nick on a key to open my cellar, I'll be with you, sir, when they are dry.
The great Bert Williams, 1919. Here's another 1919 song. You know, one solution to the problem of prohibition was to go to other shores. Here's Billy Murray with I'll See You in CUBA, followed by a song that came along a little later, 1928. Same reason, though. Hello, Montreal by Ted Lewis. First, Billy Murray, Cuba.
Here, there's a very lively atmosphere. Everybody's going there this year. And there's a reason. The season opened last July. Ever since the USA went dry, everybody's going there, and I'm going too. I'm on my way to Cuba. There's where I'm going. Cuba, there's where I'll stay. Cuba, where wine is flowing, and where dark-eyed stellas light their fellas, Panatellas. Cuba, where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you in CUBA. Take a friend's advice. Drinking in a cellar isn't nice. Anybody who has got the fright should be a Cuban. Have you been longing for the smile that you haven't had for quite a while? If you have, then follow me and I'll show the way. Come on along to Cuba, there's where I'm going. Cuba, there's where I'll stay. Cuba, where wine is flowing, and where dark-eyed sailors like their fellas cannot tell us. Cuba, where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you in CUBA.
Thank you. jolly good fellow. He's a jolly good fellow.
Here, break it up, break it up, break it up. Train leaves from Montreal on track 42. All aboard. You know, that tail was never meant to carry what they call a ginger ale. And you know, if my wife wants me, you can tell her where to call. It's goodbye, Broadway. Hello, Montreal.
Ted Lewis, Hello Montreal. There was an alternative to immigrating from these shores, and that was to do what they've been doing down the mountains for generations. Make your own. 1920, here's Sidney Phillips to sing The Moon Shines on the Moonshine.
All the pipes are very rusty, and a good old-fashioned musty doesn't musty anymore. All the stuff got bum and bummer from the middle of the summer. Now the bar is on the hummer, and for rent is on the door. How sad and still tonight by the old distillery, and how the cobwebs cop in its old machinery. But in the mountain top, far from the eyes of cops, oh, how the moon shines on the moonshine so merrily. How misery double. Ain't one thing to use for bubble. Hold it round away your troubles. Now the tide has gone and went. Days and nights are getting bleaker. Shivering for an old-time sneaker. Even water's getting weaker. About 0.1%. How sad and still tonight by the old distillery. And how the moaners moan by the log of Ewery. So, mister, if you please, don't let nobody sneeze up where the moon shines, on the moonshine, so stillily, so stillily.
Squeezed out the last little drop there. I turned it off before it was over. Here's Billy Murray, Paul Whiteman, 1925. Just a Little Drink. Followed by Harry Reeser with Billy Jones, Frank Munn, and Lester O'Keefe to sing Show Me the Way to Go Home. First, Billy Murray.
Thank you. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago, and it's all right to my head. Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam, you can always hear me sing this song. Show me the way to go home.
Well, it soon became pretty obvious that Prohibition was not going to work very well. It was so often violated, it became almost a joke. The evangelists and a great many other people argued strongly for Prohibition. However, here's one brief example. Former baseball player and evangelist, powerful preacher, Billy Sunday.
The return to the saloon would mean the overthrow of civilization in our land. It was because I didn't want our boys to die drunkards that I fought and fight. I'm going to live long enough to see America so dry you'd have to prime a man before it can spit. And I'll fight the saloon from Hawaii to Hoboken. And I'll kick it as long as I've got a foot. And I'll fight it and punch it as long as I have a fist. I'll butt it as long as I have a head. I'll bite it as long as I have a tooth. And when I'm old and fistless and footless and toothless, I'll gum it till I go home to glory and it goes home to perdition.
Global warming is a disease of the Earth. Its most alarming symptom is a rise in the Earth's temperature, like a fever. Its effects can be disastrous. A major cause of global warming is the car, which pumps 2 billion tons of hazardous gases into the atmosphere every year. We need to make and use cars more efficiently. Like many diseases, global warming can be treated, and with your help, the prognosis is good. For more information, please write CARS, Environmental Action Foundation, Box 28055, Washington, D.C., 20038.
No, not tonight. Tonight we have three requests. One from Jim and Phyllis Curran from last week, When You and I Were Young, Maggie, sung by John McCormick. One from Harold, and from the Currans, I'm Just a Vagabond Lover by Rudy Valley from 1929. And one going way back, this is a request from Martin, Byron G. Harlan, 1907, School Days.
and the creaking old mill, Maggie, as we used to long ago. The green grove is gone from the hill, Maggie, where for us the daisy sprung, and the creaking old mill is still, Maggie. Since you and I were young, my steps are less sprightly than then. My face is a well-written page, Maggie, but time alone was the pen. They say we are aged and gray, Maggie, as spray by the wide break. Long. But to me, you're as fair as you were, Maggie, when you and I were young. And now we are aged and gray, Maggie, and the trials of life nearly done. Let us sing of the days that are gone, Maggie, when you and I were young. Thank you.
bed and gone with the dawn of the day. But some you remember like last glowing embers haunting your memory and dreams. For I'm just a vagabond lover in search of a sweetheart, it seems. And I know that someday I'll discover her, the girl of my vagabond dreams.
School Days, sung by Byron G. Harlan, Edison Records. Darling, nothing to do, you say. Let's take a trip on memory ship back to the bygone day. Sail to the old village schoolhouse, anchor outside the school door. Look in and see, there's you and there's me, a couple of kids once more. School days, school days, dear old golden rule days. Reason and writing and arithmetic, talk to the tune of a hickory stick. You were my queen in calico, I was your bashful barefoot beau, and you wrote on my plate, I love you, Joe, when we were a couple of kids. School of days, school of days, dear old golden and writing and arithmetic, talk to the tune of a hickory stick. You are my queen in calico, I was your man for barefoot foe, and you wrote on my slate, I love you, Joe, when we were a couple of kids.
Mike Hudak for that last number, taped from an old Edison cylinder. Sounds like it too, doesn't it? If you have a song of the past that you'd like to hear on Scratchy Grooves, be glad to play it for you next week if you'll give me a call here at 451-2701, 451-2701. Now back to the subject of the evening, drinking. Well, Billy Sunday lost his battle after 13 years of prohibition. The nation admitted it wouldn't work, and Congress repealed the 18th Amendment. The taverns opened again legally along or about December the 5th, 1933.
Happy days are here again. The skies of blue are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again. All together, shout it now. There's no one who can doubt it now. So let's tell the world about it now. Happy days are here again. Your cares and troubles are gone. There'll be no more from now on. 'Cause happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again.
This song was actually written in 1929, but after Prohibition was repealed, it became sort of the unofficial song of the drinking set. also, of course, became the anthem for FDR's campaigns. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, elected in 1932. One of his first steps was pushing for the repeal of Prohibition. The 19th Amendment was approved. Drinking songs tonight on Scratchy Grooves. Here's one from 1939. These that follow are after repeal, of course, when it was legal. Andrew's Sisters, 1939, the Beer Barrel Polka.
There's a garden, what a garden. Only happy faces bloom there. And there's never any room there for a worry or a gloom there. Oh, there's music and there's dancing and a lot of sweet romancing. When they play the polka, they all get in the swing. Every time they hear that oom-pa-pa, everybody feels so tra-la-la. They want to throw their cares away. They all go la-di-a-di-ay. Then they hear a rumble on the floor, the floor. It's a big surprise they're waiting for. And all the couples form a ring. For miles around you'll hear them sing. Roll out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel, we've got the blues on the run. Ring, boom, carrero, ring out a song of good cheer. Now's the time to roll the barrel, for the gang's all here. Then they hear a rumble on the floor. It's a big surprise they're waiting for. And all the couples, they form a ring. For miles around, you hear them sing. Ring, do, da, do, ding, do, da, da. Sing a song of good cheer, 'cause the whole gang is here. Roll it out, let's do the Beer Barrel Polka.
Little joke there. How about Woody Guthrie? Here he talks a little bit about home brew and drinking and sings a song about rye whiskey.
We made our own beverages, you know, just like they do in some of the church, what is it, monasteries. We've got to be sort of experts at making home brew. I remember one of the first batches we made. We heard the directions was to get one cake of yeast and let it ferment 3 days. But we figured it out that if we'd use 3 cakes of yeast, keep a good hot fire by it, let it ferment in 1 day. So we got 5 gallons of water. We got some malt and hops and poured in it. We throwed in 3 cakes of yeast, and we all carried wood all day long. Went over to an old house and, like, tore the whole house down hauling wood to keep her fire going to boil her home brew off. Anyway, before night, it's just a foaming and a jumping like a whole pond full of frogs. and so it's boiling out the bunghole. Anyway, we thought, well, boy, if there was any homebrew in the world, this is it. So we jugged it up. We put it up in some half-gallon fruit jars and backed it up on the school ground. After night, about midnight, we all proceeded then to see what our brew had turned out to be. We all got sick on it, like died. Down in that country, we had prohibition in them days. So there was lots of moonshine whiskey, and there's lots of bootleg liquor stills around all over the whole country, and pretty near every family made their own rye whiskey, you know. Here's an old whiskey song they used to sing in pretty near all the dances, or you could start singing it and everybody'd join in with you. Rye whiskey, rye whiskey, rye whiskey I crave. If I don't get rye whiskey, I'll go to my grave. Rye whiskey, rye whiskey, rye whiskey I cry. If I don't get rye whiskey, I surely will die. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. And if whiskey don't kill me, I'll live till I die. I'll drink my corn whiskey and rye whiskey too, and the ones that don't like me can leave me alone.
From earthiness of rye whiskey to the sophistication of the cocktail bar, here's Mark Wono's orchestra, Barry Wood, Cocktails for Two.
And that, and cocktails for two, as we enjoy a cigarette, with some exquisite chansonette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette, with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient, with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at five, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete a plan that all began with cocktails for two. Thank you.
Barry Wood from the old Hit Parade program, Mark Winnow's Orchestra, Cocktails for Two. This has been Scratchy Grooves tonight, songs about one of mankind's favorite occupations through the years, getting sloshed. Let's go out with Rudy Valley, 1934, There Is a Tavern in the Town.
There is a tavern in the town, and there my true love sits him down, and drinks his beer as merry as can be, and never, never thinks of me. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee, do not let the parting grieve thee, oh, the time has come for you and I to say goodbye, adieu, kind friends, adieu, yes, adieu, I can no longer stay with you, oh, I'll hang my house on a weeping willow tree. Fare thee well. He left me for a damsel dark. Each Friday night we used to spark. And now my love, who once was true to me, takes that dark damsel on his knee. Fare thee well, for I must be thee. Do not let the parting grieve thee. Oh, the time has come for you and I to say goodbye. Adieu, kind friends, adieu. Yes, adieu. I can no longer stay with you. Oh, I'll hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. Fare thee well. And now I see him nevermore. He never knocks upon my door, Woe is me. He penned a little note. I'll read to you the words he wrote. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let the parting grieve thee. Oh, the time has come for you and I to say goodbye. Adieu, kind friends, adieu. Yes, adieu. I can no longer stay with you. Oh, I'll hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. Fare thee well. Oh, dig my grave both wide and deep. Put tombstones at my head and feet, and on my breast just carve a turtle dove to signify I died for love. Farewell, for I must leave thee. Do not let the parting grieve thee. Oh, time has come for you and I to say goodbye. Adieu, kind friends, adieu. Yes, adieu. I can no longer stay with you. Oh, I'll hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. Fare thee well.